Hello all, it is Megan Powell from Erwood YFC in Brecknock here again with another YFC and Me podcast. But this time I am no longer in Wales now, I have hopped on a plane and I'm currently in Budapest with the Rural Youth Europe Spring Seminar. So I applied to go to the seminar in 2019 through the Wales YFC travel programme and I was due to go in 2020 but obviously COVID. So now in 2022 I finally got the opportunity to get out here in Budapest and experience what I hope is going to be a really interesting week and make some new friends, learn some new stuff and hopefully drink a bit of Hungarian beer. So what could be better than that? So let's see how we get on. Right, okay, my first guest, can you please introduce yourself to the Welsh listeners?
Hello, I am Robert Lally. I am from Ireland. I'm a farmer full-time and
What do you farm?
We farm predominantly Angus cattle, but we finish them all, so it's all heifers.
Okay, so just beef, no sheep, no arable?
Well, we get about 400 sheep at the end of the year just to clean off the ground.
Oh, I see, nice. So why did you apply to come to the spring seminar here in Budapest?
Well, I applied because, first of all, I thought it was an amazing opportunity to make... to broaden my horizons, also to learn from other European countries, and see what the difficulties they're struggling with in their own nation, and to learn as much as I could about the young farming organisations they're with.
Okay, and what are you looking forward to this week? Is there anything you're looking forward to learning or seeing in Budapest?
I'd be more gauged around the learning side of things, so I'd be very very interested in learning as much as possible about food security, because it's something that as an Irishman we don't worry about, and it's a real prominent issue for a lot of other countries, and I think it's important we learn from other countries' struggles.
So in Wales we have two Welsh young farmers who do a brilliant podcast called Pub Yields. I would strongly recommend all listeners to go check them out, and at the end they have free quick fire questions and I'm going to rip them off slightly. So boys, if I'm impeding copyright, please do get in contact. So my three questions are going to be, what is your favourite food?
Beef.
Pit or bales?
Pit.
And finally, what's your favourite type of tractor?
Oh, Valtra.
Oh, nice. Wow, yeah. Brilliant. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you for having me, and hello to all of your Welsh listeners.
Brilliant. Thank you. So we have got a quick break now from our discussions and I have managed to grab two A-list Rural Youth Europe employees. Guys, do you introduce yourself for the microphone?
Hi, I'm John Gillen. I'm the project manager for Rural Youth Europe.
Hi, I'm Dan Grist and I'm the communications officer for Rural Youth Europe.
So, John, just for anyone in Wales YFC who doesn't understand what Rural Youth Europe is, can you just give us a bit of a background?
Yeah, sure. So Rural Youth Europe is a umbrella organisation for a range of different rural youth and young farmers organisations across Europe. We do primarily empowering and educating young people in the countryside. We teach human rights education. We put on events and bring people together and teach people about different cultures. And we do this through using non-formal education, training, and kind of encouraging young people to gather together.
Okay, so have you enjoyed, because is this your first event since you've started your role as an in-person event after COVID?
Yes, that's correct. I started working in January last year, and unfortunately last year we didn't have any live events because of COVID. So this year, this study session is my first in-person event, and it's great.
Perfect. So Dan, you obviously work in communications and a little dicky bird tells me that you have a podcast of your own. Do you want to give us a cheeky plug?
Well, so I'm here recording the Rural Youth Europe podcast, Rural Voices. So we talk about and discuss issues that affect rural young people all across Europe. So if you listened to the Rural Voices podcast, you're going to hear quite the variety of different accents on loads of issues ranging from mental health and farming, the LGBT community in rural areas, to human rights, democracy, a whole range of topics.
any other podcasts?
Well, I do. Thank you for asking. I do have my own podcast. I'm a very proud young farmer from Devon. Me and my fellow young farmer friend, Holly, we have a podcast called It's In Our Roots, and we talk to inspiring people that have grown up in the countryside and gone on to do something amazing. We've spoken to a range of people, from Paralympians to business people to bake-off contestants.
Ooh.
A nice range.
So, well worth a listen.
Yes, definitely. It's In Our Roots.
For this podcast, anyone in Wales YFC, if they want to share their thoughts or they're going to an event and they want to share it with the other members, they can record their own podcast. Mm-hmm. As the listeners who have listened to this one or my previous one will probably understand, is I make it up as I go along. So Dan, have you got any tips to help inspiring podcast makers? What makes a successful podcast?
Well, I think the cool thing about podcasting is that you can do it anywhere, and you can just do it on your phone. You don't need professional equipment. The most important thing is the content and what you're talking about. You could have the most, you know, interesting story in the world, but it doesn't sound great audio wise and it doesn't really matter. On my podcast, one of our episodes was really bad sound quality and I was gutted afterwards, but it was an incredible story and everyone says it's one of the best episodes. So don't get caught up on that kind of thing. It's all about the content. If you're interviewing someone, top tip is just listen to them. That's the most important thing. Prepare a few questions, but if you don't listen, then you know, you're not sure where the interview's going to go. So listening is the top one. But yeah, have a bit of a plan before you start. Think about who's going to listen to the podcast, and think about what they want.
Yeah, there's really, really great tips there. So to continue with the theme of our three quickfire questions, I'm going to ask, what's your favourite type of food?
Favourite food, roast beef, our own beef from the farm.
Nice. John?
I think my favourite food, it's hard because there are many good foods, but I think my favourite food is freshly caught scallops from a group of islands, and there's a lot of scallop diving and it's very nice.
Nice. Favourite country you visited or would like to visit?
Ooh, I'm going to go with somewhere I'd like to visit, and that's New Zealand. I've got family that farm out there and I've never been, so that's high on the bucket list.
Okay, John?
I think favourite country I've visited so far is maybe Australia. I lived there for a couple of years and it's a mad place and there's a lot of interesting things going on. Very friendly people and all the wildlife wants to kill you. It's very interesting. But yeah, it was fun and it was a fun time.
So both going down under, perhaps yeah. You two should go together. And then the final question, what is your favourite breed? I think I know yours, Dan.
So mine is Devon Reds. That's what we've got on the farm at the moment.
There you go. And John, favourite breed of cow or favourite animal in general?
Oh, yeah, I'm not really from a farming background myself, so my knowledge of breeds of cows is maybe slightly less than Dan's there. But I guess favourite animal in general is just dogs, all kinds of dogs.
Nice.
Love dogs.
That's a really good point, though, because even though we've got rural in the title, rural doesn't mean farming, so everyone's welcome at this type of conference. You don't have to be a farmer, or you don't even have to come from a farming background. You just need to have an understanding of rural issues. Would you agree, guys?
Yeah, I think it is actually really key to remember, because I think the culture behind the rural youth organisations really varies from country to country. In the UK, they tend to be quite farming based, but actually a lot of our organisations are completely rural organisations and aren't based around farming at all. In the Nordic countries, the 4-H is a rural youth organisation, but it doesn't have a farming focus. And so it's really important to remember that we deal with rural issues, and that includes farming, but it also includes all the other issues from rural areas as well.
I think that's a really good point to finish on. So thank you both, and we better get back to our discussions. Well, I now luckily have the man who was just tinkling the ivories. I've managed to drag him away from the piano, and he's going to introduce himself for the podcast. So can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yes, with great pleasure. I am Andrea Berardi. I am from Rome, Italy, and I am 26 years old. And
what do you do?
Yeah, in Rome, I am a lawyer and also an agricultural entrepreneur.
Oh.
That means a farmer. okay. And I love farming and nature. Mm-hmm. So this is the main reason why I applied here for this study session in Budapest.
Yeah.
And my organization sent me the invitation, then applied, I was selected, and I'm here with Meg.
So, Italy, I imagine Rome is incredibly beautiful. Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the place?
Oh, the place is very beautiful, as you said. It's very ancient, full of history. It dates back to 753 before Christ, and 21st of April is also the day in which Rome was built. And then, of course, there is plenty of history of Middle Ages and then Renaissance and so on. It's a beautiful place full of tourists, and we love tourists and also English tourists, British tourists.
So you said you had an agricultural enterprise. Mm. What type of agriculture is that? Is that livestock or...?
I produce wheat, grain and olive oil. I'm not really a farmer.
No,
I don't have cows. Okay.
I think you can have arable and still be a farmer. Do you like skiing as well?
Oh, I'm not very good at skiing, you know. I prefer jet ski, that is
on water.
Yeah.
Okay then. So now I'm going to ask you three quick fire questions. So the first one is, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is, of course, pizza or pasta. Yeah,
nice.
Both of them.
What would be your favorite place to visit on holiday? It could be a place you have visited or want to visit in the future.
I spent some summers in the neighboring of London and loved it. And but I also love the south of France, so Mediterranean coast of France. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. And then finally, what's your favorite type of animal?
My favorite type of animal is horse, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I love horsing, and it's great because it connects you to the nature when riding a horse, you know, in parks and something like that.
I imagine that you can ride through vineyards over in Italy. I imagine it's very picturesque.
Yeah, very picturesque. You have lots of mountains, lakes and so on. So,
oh, perfect. I will definitely have to come visit you when you're back in Rome.
Yeah, you'll have to text me, of course.
Okay, right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So the podcast so far has been a little boy heavy. So I thought I better find another fellow female to come on and just prove that it's not all boys at these events. So can you introduce yourself for the podcast and what organisation you're with?
Yes, of course. So my name is Laurette Laurent. I'm a trainee at CIJA, which is the European Council of Young Farmers. And I'm part of the prep team for this study session in Budapest.
So can you tell us a little bit more about CIJA?
CIJA is the European Council of Young Farmers, which act as a messenger, I would say, between young farmer organization and the politician and institution at European level. So basically what we do is that every month we have working group with delegates from each country that we represent, which, if I'm not wrong, is 22. Mm-hmm. And they work on like policy files following the agenda. And at the end, they come up with a position paper. But we also worked a lot on projects. For example, this study session in partnership with Rural Youth Europe. But we also work with different partners and all related to young farmers, and we really try to put the focus on young farmers as they are facing a lot of trouble, especially in the installation stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's that the core of our business, like working to help young farmers to install and help them to put their voice at European level.
Okay. So a bit more about you now. Your accent has probably given your nationality away, but can you tell us a little bit more about where you're from and sort of the area you live?
So I'm French, as you must know. So where I live, it's kind of complicated. I'm moving a lot these days because I'm doing a double degree, organic agriculture and agroecology. So this year I lived in Wageningen in the Netherlands, where I'm doing my master organic agriculture. And next year I will move to Lyon to do the master agroecology. And lately I was living in Brussels for my internship. So I'm moving a lot, but originally I'm from France.
Oh, wow. So what is your favorite bit about French culture?
What if
I was going to France, what would you tell me? What would be the one thing I had to experience or I had to see?
It's a complicated question because France is really broad. Like, it's a big country with a lot of different cultures depending on every region. And because I'm from Bretagne, I would say you must go to Bretagne and go to a crêperie and eat some galette and crepe with salty caramel and with like on a nice restaurant with a view on the ocean.
That sounds right up my street. So we're going to finish our interview now with three quick fire questions. Okay. So what is one place you would like to visit or a place you would like to visit again on holiday, for work?
I think I really want to go to Albania and visit like the old country. I think it's a really preserved like nature and I really want to go there.
That sounds good. What's your favorite animal?
Horses.
Oh, that's a good one. And then finally, what is your favorite food?
That's tough. I would say galette, of course.
So that'd be ice cream, is that right?
No, it's like a salty crepe.
Oh, right, okay.
And you put whatever you want inside and you must try one with salmon, leek and goat cheese.
Oh, so they can be like sweet and savoury.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's lovely. Right, brilliant. Thank you very much, Laurette. We, I think we've now got a discussion about lobbying and the sort of the structure of the European Council. So we best get back to that.
Thank you.
So, who are you? Where are you from? What do you do?
Hey Meg, I'm Tobias. I'm Tobias Falls. I'm from Germany and I'm part of the Bund Deutscher Landjugend, so it's like Dual Youth of Germany. And I'm studying sociology and communication right now. That was also like something I really like to put in here in this week because food is like one of the social problems that we will probably face us the next year. So it's also really connected to sociology. And because of that, I really thought it was really interesting to just have some insights in there as well.
So that's really interesting. I guess perhaps I come into this and look this food session from the production sense, but you're looking more at the social sense. So where do you think the future is going to take you, like being interested in rural life, agriculture and sociology? Where do you think you're going to go? Where's next after university?
I think actually I just want to be a journalist, maybe also just like making documentaries about just like different people with different perspectives on life. So I think it's always really interesting if you just like have a week or such a week together with like people that have different opinions, like different perspectives on life and like how they live their life and how they're working. Because of that, I think it's also really interesting, like we also pointed it out this week, I think, that it's really important that like everyone's talking with each other and just like having a big discussion about all the big players and actors. So with consumers, producers, like with everyone, and especially also politics. And I think for example, like journalism is really good to just like make this this connection between everyone and just like point that out and also like talk with people and just bring people together somehow.
So in a couple of years' time, you'll be interviewing me rather than it'll be the other way around.
Hopefully. Let's see, Meg.
So this is our last day today. We're all very sad, but what has been a highlight for you this week?
I think probably the session with Renee.
Yeah, so just for the listeners, Renee's session was on about sustainable livestock production, and she spoke about three different narratives. Mm. One was everyone go adopt a vegan or vegetarian diet. The other was we produce more meat, but with lower inputs. So we're obviously trying to farm more regeneratively. And then the final one was very depending on the land you have. So livestock would only be produced in ground, which would not be suitable for arable production, but would only be suitable for like grass growth. So yeah, I agree. I really enjoyed that session as well.
It was really, really good. And like, she also like told us a lot new things, like probably I didn't knew, and maybe also others didn't really knew or didn't like just put that attention to it. So yeah. Also, especially with the three things, how we can make the world a bit more sustainable, yeah, with the vegan diet, vegetarian diet, or with producing more with less,
yeah,
and as well animals as recyclers, because like I knew that vegan or vegetarian diet is probably a good thing to do, but the other two I didn't really had in my mind. So yeah, that was really good to just point it out as well and see these things you can do with it.
So three quick fire questions.
Yes, go for it.
What would be one place you would love to visit?
I think Morocco is like the next place on my list. Yeah. Tagassu, going for a little surf in Tagassu. That's probably the next
thing. Yeah, Wick on the
Tam. Yeah.
What is your favorite food? Or drink?
I'm open. Drink is probably better for you.
Oh,
it's an easy one.
Nice one. Yeah, I agree with that. And then finally, what is your favorite animal?
I think dolphins.
Oh.
Or maybe ducks. Probably ducks, because ducks can do everything. They can walk, they can swim, they can dive, and they can also fly.
They are some versatile creatures.
And they're actually pretty funny, so I love them.
I quite like ducks as well. Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're
Let's get
welcome.
Back to it.
Yo!
So that is the end of the podcast. I am back in Wales now and it is raining. I have had such a wonderful week. I've met so many brilliant people, and at the risk of sounding cheesy, I think I have actually made friends and memories for life. I would strongly encourage everyone to apply for one of the Rural Youth Europe programmes. You have got nothing to lose. Rural Youth Europe programmes happen in spring, summer and autumn every year, and their locations vary around Europe. You apply for them in November through the international programme at Wales YFC, so make sure you keep your eyes peeled for them this year. If you're interested in travelling or experiencing different cultures, then these events are excellent tools for you to truly immerse yourself in a range of different cultures. While I've spent the past week in Hungary, I've learned about Finnish cuisine, the dances they do at weddings in Latvia. Variety is truly the spice of life, and I have been exposed to so many different views from around Europe, whether that be around cultural differences or food systems, that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to experience if it wasn't for this Rural Youth Europe programme. So definitely apply, got nothing to lose, and I think that's what I'm going to end the podcast on. So thank you all for listening. I hope you have had fun, because I certainly have. Best of luck with all your rally competitions which you've got coming up, and hopefully I'll catch a couple of you for a pint at the barn dance afterwards. Thank you. Diolch.